The Weekend Starts Here by Bill Matthews. Episode 1.
Ugh. If we could just get past Junction 8-9.
I'm sure the M4 will clear soon.
I'm still very fond of the 8-9, you know.
Sorry?
The 8-9, Marina. I still think we could have found a cottage just off the 8-9.
We agreed, Terence. It's too near. Everyone would wonder why we only come out at weekends instead of commuting in every day.
Would that matter?
No. Except that we'd start wondering ourselves. And we wouldn't want to leave Clapham yet. Shipcombe Green is just far enough away and just near enough. Some of those villages off your beloved Junction 8 and 9 feel like they're still part of London.
Part of London without any shops.
We'll be able to draw back our curtains and see fields instead of the back of another terraced house.
We'll be able to nip down the pub at lunchtime and join in the local gossip.
Best of all, for 2 days every week we'll be able to live in a haven of peace and tranquility where nothing much ever happens.
And that's supposed to be a good thing, is it?
Would you believe it, Terence? She spoke.
I'm off to the Nets now, Lottie.
So you're not interested in learning about the new arrivals, then?
All right, then. Tell me what you know.
They're called Cheesemen. And I'm afraid that's it.
Pretty neutral sort of a name. Could go either way.
They're not in any local phone book.
I'm sure they'll be all right, Lottie.
We'll know soon enough, I suppose.
Exactly. In no time at all.
I must say, I'm very pleased with the Cherokee. The engine's so quiet, you'd barely know we were moving.
That's because we are barely moving. I thought it was traffic you wanted to get away from.
You have to get through traffic in order to get away from traffic.
Very profound.
You know what I mean?
We can fall asleep to the sound of silence.
Oh, Mum, don't start up.
We can wake up to the sound of birds singing.
Mum, don't.
Well, I, for one, can't wait to breathe in that fresh country air instead of petrol fumes. To be able to walk 2 minutes to the village shop and buy nothing but local products. To light the range in my country kitchen and produce a meal made, cooked and eaten in Shipcombe Green. Doesn't it sound like heaven?
Yes, Mum. Heaven. Somewhere you go when you're dead.
Robbie, you're almost a man now. I think it's time.
Oh, Dad, I've agreed to go. Don't make it worse.
It's very brave what you're doing. Very brave. I know you're going to make me and your mother so proud. Isn't he, Christine?
I suppose so.
I'm not going off to join the war, you know, Dad.
There's not many boys who'd be prepared to do what you're about to do.
I thought I was a man.
When you return, then you'll be a man. You might be needing this.
I don't think so, Dad. But thanks for the offer.
Well, if not that, at least take my bat.
Off the M4 at last. Be plain sailing from here.
You're bright, you're funny. At least you are when you're with people your age.
I'm sure you'll make lots of new friends in no time. That's just it, Mum. I don't want any new friends. I've got exactly the required number of friends.
Perhaps you'll lose some of your London friends, and you can replace them with Shipcombe friends. Then you'll be able to keep the number of friends exactly the same.
Thank you, Terence.
It's just an idea.
Dad's right, though.
Oh, yeah.
I will lose some of my London friends, since I'll never be able to see any of them at weekends.
You can see them in the week.
While they're hanging out at the Ministry of Sound, I'll be hanging out at the local sheep dip.
Perhaps it won't be such a bad thing if you did lose some of your London friends.
Oh, not this again.
I'm sure it wouldn't do you any harm to see less of Tricia, for instance.
My best friend, you mean?
Best friend? Felicity, she was expelled for peddling drugs.
You don't know her. Tricia happens to be one of the most magnificent human beings I have ever had the privilege of knowing.
Marina, does any of this look familiar to you?
No. Yes. Just looks like Berkshire.
I think you may have taken us on the wrong road.
Me?
You were meant to be navigating.
Oh, that's brilliant. You buy a house in the country and then you can't even find it.
I said it was a waste of time. He claimed they had enough people already.
It's blatant discrimination. Blatant. After all these years, Christine, it's out in the open at last. He's shown his hand.
You forced his hand, Norman. Isn't that what you wanted, sending out Robbie like that?
I feel so used.
You should have taken the gun.
Oh, would have freed up a space.
Remember my 56 not out against Aldermaston?
I don't remember it, but I've never been allowed to forget it.
And then along came Thorogood. Oh, I don't mind helping with the fixtures. If you're short, I know a couple of people who can play. I don't object to captaining if no one else wants to. And then as soon as he brought in enough of his own people, us lot were out. Time to bring on some youngsters, he told me, and then replaced me with a High Court judge.
Well, it's a bit late to be bellyaching about it now.
Any minute now, Christine, any minute now they'll be in this pub after nets, so pleased with themselves. The usual for me, please, barman, with milk and two sugars. Have you got something a little stronger, like an espresso?
All right, Dad, cool down.
You tell me, what kind of village is it where most of the population have never seen it on a Tuesday?
Here we are. Our new home from home.
What do you think?
It's lovely, Mum. Everything you said it would be. It's got walls. It's got floors. Oh, I can even see a ceiling. It's just that...
What?
That's all there is. It's just an idea, but have you maybe considered putting in some... Oh, I don't know, furniture at all?
I bought a sofa. Look.
Wow, a sofa. That should provide hours of fun for all the family.
Oh, Felicity, I wish you wouldn't.
Here we are. Oh. It's all looking a bit stark, isn't it?
Don't you start.
I keep feeling the owner should be here to tell us where to find everything.
There isn't anything to find.
We're the owners now, Terence.
What about the previous owner? The little old lady?
She's gone to live in a place far, far away from here.
Mum, I'm not a child. You can say that she's dead.
Yes, I could. Except she's gone to live in Kirkcudbright with her daughter.
Oh.
What time we get the dinner on? I'm so hungry I could eat a meal.
You light the range, Terence, while I sort out the food.
Fine.
Dad, what are you doing?
I'm trying to find the igniter.
Igniter? This range runs on logs of wood. Didn't you even know that?
Well, where on earth are we going to get wood from? We're in the middle of the country. Must be miles to the nearest home base.
Duh.
I think I might hold off the big meal until next weekend. I'm sure we'll be able to find something on ranges at Books for Cooks in Notting Hill.
Well, there's nothing much we can do tonight.
Should be a night of bliss, then.
In the meantime, how about we step down to the Ship Commands for a delicious meat pie and a pint of the foaming stuff?
Oh, Lord, save me.
All right, Robbie.
All right. What's happening?
Nothing much. You?
Nah. Been here long?
Not long. 2, maybe 3 hours.
Weekenders turned up yet?
They're over by the War Memorial. You can hear them from here.
Annabelle.
Abigail.
Arabella. Mwah! Mwah! Mwah!
You'd think they'd have a bit more imagination. Hanging out at the same place all the time.
Right.
So, anyone fancy doing anything?
Like what?
I don't know. We could go down the wreck. Kick a ball round for a bit.
We could do that, Robbie, we could. But what if we came back and found the Weekenders had taken over this bridge?
Oh, best off hanging out here.
Yeah.
Well, you hang out here. I'm going back to the pub. See ya.
Lucky bugger. I wish I lived in a pub.
Never mind. By next year, we'll be able to go and drink in pubs whenever we want.
Yeah, I can't wait to be 15.
Which one? Public or lounge?
Let's try public. Hello? Anybody there?
Evening.
Ah, hello. Can I see your menu, please?
That's it on the bar.
With the word menu emblazoned in gold leaf. Yes, I see. Meanwhile, can I have a New World Chardonnay for my wife, anywhere but New Zealand, a Diet Coca-Cola for my daughter, and I'll have a cup of coffee.
We only serve coffee in the lounge bar.
Do you really? Oh, so what if I bought it in the public bar and then drank it in the lounge bar?
Dad!
Or, conversely, would it be permissible to buy the coffee in the lounge bar and subsequently consume it in the public bar?
I think you'll find you're better off buying your coffee in the lounge bar and then drinking it in the lounge bar.
I see.
Terence, why don't we go into the lounge? It's a bit rough in here, and they might have a different menu. This is mostly toasted sandwiches and things with cheese.
Oh, Horace!
Well, come on then. Let's give the lounge a go.
Evening.
Same to you, Mrs. Harwood.
Been playing cricket, Mr. Thorogood?
How'd you guess?
Your clothes. I thought it was either that or you're all fans of Randall and Opkirk deceased.
Not my men, Mrs. Harwood. They're athletes. They're very pinnacles of masculinity. They're very embodiment of manhood.
What'll it be?
Medium dry sherry, half a bit of top and the ginger wine.
Right.
This looks better.
This looks worse. I'm off.
Christine, I just changed the pump on the Guinness, so... Mr. Thorogood.
Evening.
So you had a full turnout at the Nets, then?
Yes, we seem to have our full quota for this season.
No chance to bring on any youngsters this year.
It's a shame about your young lad. If only we could have fitted him in.
If only he could have fitted in, did you say?
Excuse me, could I...
Sadly, demand exceeds supply. I'm sorry, I can't be more encouraging.
Oh, of course you are.
Glass of New World Chardonnay.
Mr. Harwood... Your boy wouldn't enjoy playing in our team.
Anywhere but New Zealand.
There are no other players of his...
Background?
Age. There are no other players his age. He wouldn't want to play with a bunch of old duffers.
A Diet Coca-Cola?
When people born and brought up in Shipcombe Green are the only ones barred from playing for its cricket team, then it's time for a man to stop all the talking and act. Now, where did I leave it?
Can I help? A dry white wine, Diet Coke and...
Can I try a pint of the local bitter? Or am I not allowed that in here?
You can have bitter wherever you like, sir.
Here we are.
What are you doing?
What does it look like?
Norman!
If my son is bad, then so are you. However, I thought you might like something for the road.
Norman, put that away. Use this pint of beer instead.
It's not quite as lethal, Christine.
Go on.
Oh, all right. Now, get out, Thorogood!
Oh, Terence!
Oh, sorry, didn't see you there.
I'll be back, Howard. Don't you worry. And sooner than you think.
All right. Hey, I said, all right.
I'm sorry, are you talking to me?
I'm Robbie. Robbie Harwood. My parents own the pub.
I'm sorry. Are you still talking to me? Or are you practicing writing your autobiography?
There's no need to be nasty.
I just think if you're going to chat up a perfect stranger in the street, you could come up with a better line than, all right, I'm Robbie.
I didn't know I was chatting you up.
Oh.
Here in the country, we have this tradition of saying hello when someone passes by.
So I've heard.
You from London.
How did you guess?
Bet you wish you were there now, eh?
How did you guess?
Because you look like... Well, you don't look too happy being where you are now. Unless you always go around with that expression on your face. Good job I'm not chatting you up, innit? I wouldn't be getting very far.
Perhaps we'd better stay just friends, then.
So much for the peace and quiet of the countryside.
Oh, well, there's one consolation at least.
What's that?
I didn't order the coffee. I could be burnt as well as soap.
You were lucky you didn't get shot.
As soon as I'm out of these wet things, we'll get back and order some dinner.
You want to go back there?
There is nowhere else, is there? This isn't Clapham, unfortunately.
Let's be quick. I'm ravenous, even if it means having to dodge bullets.
Ah, where's the... No, oh, perhaps the meter's run out. Do we have any 50p's?
More to the point, do we have a meter?
And if we do have a meter, where the bloody hell is it?
So, what do people do round here?
A lot to do. Watch TV, play computer games, watch videos, go to school.
I meant going out.
The cooler kids I know hang out by the bridge over the stream.
Oh, really? The cooler kids I know hang out at Brown's or the Met Bar. That's where I should be right now.
Is that where you usually go on a Friday night, then?
Well, I have done. When I was in the Met Bar last, Denise and Jay were at the bar. Do you know Denise and Jay?
I know Denise Anstruthers. She was in my year at school.
I was talking about Denise Van Outen and...
J.K., yes, I know who they are. I'm not completely ignorant. No, no, not that way.
What's that way?
It leads up to the bridge.
What's wrong with going there?
It's better this way. So, you know Denise and Jay, do you?
Well, they were there when I was there. JK brushed into me as he went past and he said, sorry.
Great story. Perhaps you should write your autobiography. Oh. Well, if you want anyone to show you around the hot spots of Shipcombe Green, just let me know.
The sheer variety of the hedgerows round here make them the envy of the whole county.
I can think of something more interesting we could be doing. You must know somewhere to go.
What do you mean?
I know you're from the country, but you can't be that slow. What is it that people our age like to do most?
Right! I got you. I know a place.
Food's finished.
Oh, dear.
Now, if you'd been here 10 minutes ago, you'd have been in time.
We were.
Oh, yes, it's you again. Different shirt. Oh, sorry about all the fuss earlier.
Oh, that's quite all right.
I can offer you some thinly sliced potatoes cooked in boiling oil and flavoured with onion, cheese and salt.
What?
We've got crisps.
Oh, excellent. 5 packets, please. I'm famished.
Terence? Hmm? Where's Felicity?
Felicity? I thought she was with you.
What do you mean you thought she was with me? I've been with you all the time. She must have slipped away.
Well, we'd better go and find her.
Mustache! Bye!
Do you want me to put these to one side for you?
That was fantastic.
Absolutely brilliant.
There's no feeling like it.
Nothing to beat it.
I love smoking. Starving. What's for breakfast?
There won't be any breakfast for you, my girl.
Why not?
Because after we spend half the night looking for you, worried sick, you finally turn up at 1 in the morning. Then you come down here with your hair smelling of fags and your breath smelling of booze, and after that, I just don't happen to think you deserve any breakfast.
And also, we haven't got any food.
Don't tell her that.
No food last night, no food this morning.
I didn't think you'd hear me come in.
How could we not? It took you half an hour to find your way from the front door to your bedroom.
Oh, yes, no lights.
I don't know how you managed to make all that noise, considering there was nothing to bump into. Oh, by the way, I've rung the electricity board. Seems we forgot to tell them we were moving in. Ah, post already.
I'm more disappointed than angry, Felicity. I thought coming to the country might make a difference. So who were you with until all hours?
I was with a new friend. Isn't that what you wanted?
Yes, I admit it would make things a lot easier if you could find some nice friends.
Easier for you, you mean?
No, I didn't mean that.
Then you wouldn't have to feel so guilty.
I don't feel guilty.
Don't you? Well, you should.
Oh, dear.
It's from a couple called Thorogood. To Mr. and Mrs. Cheeseman, you are cordially invited to Elevenses. Do Elevenses still exist?
When's it for?
Let me see. 11.
Terence.
This morning.
Oh, well, that's our breakfast sorted out.
If we can hold out until then.
Will you be able to manage on your own, Felicity?
No, I expect I'll starve.
Christine, I've had enough.
Well, leave what you don't want for the dog.
I mean, I want out. We can sell up the pub, move to France, move to Cornwall, move to anywhere away from here.
Well, leave our home.
It was our home. But look at it now. The buildings may be all the same, but it's unrecognisable from how it was even 10 years ago.
So, you think we should let them win, then?
They've already won, Christine.
Can I remind you that there have been Harwoods in Shipcombe Green for over 500 years?
Yes, I know.
That your father Jack and your grandfather Michael ran this pub going back to the last century.
And what would they all think of this place?
That your great-grandfather Selwyn was the blacksmith, that your great-great-grandfather Selwyn again was the village tanner.
Christine!
And then there was your great-great-great-aunt Maud, who was, of course, my great-great-aunt. Great-great-grandmother. She was the local seamstress.
Christine! And...
Sorry? What?
We got this in the post this morning. From a company called Ashcord Vale.
So?
They want to turn this place into a pub restaurant. They're offering us a small fortune, enough to set us up for life.
So?
Christine, I think we should accept.
Oh, it's you.
Mr. and Mrs. Cheeseman, please come through. My wife and I wanted to apologise in person for unwittingly involving you in that unfortunate incident last night.
At least they never charged me for the beer.
This is my...
I'm so pleased to meet you. Charlotte Thorogood.
Marina. And Terence.
How do you do?
Did you please sit down?
Thank you.
So, are you, how can I put this? Are you local?
No, We've come up from London.
Splendid!
We'll just be here at the weekends.
Oh, how absolutely marvellous. The more the merrier.
Sorry?
Now, what can I get you? Tea, coffee, or something stronger?
Coffee, oh, yes, please.
Thank you.
Ronald?
Oh, right. Back in a moment.
So, how are you settling in?
Fine. Except, since we got here last night, we haven't actually managed to eat anything.
Really?
That smells delicious out there.
Thank you. We've got some people coming for lunch.
Oh.
Ronald and I used to live in the village only at weekends, but we're here full time now.
You'd think they'd put out some peanuts.
In fact, by selling our London house, we were lucky enough to be able to afford the old manor house.
So now you're the lord and lady of the manor.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say that. Although we do like to think of ourselves as looking after all your interests during the week while everyone is away.
Everyone?
You know what I mean.
I'm not sure that I do.
Here we are.
Marina, no biscuits.
So, are you retired, Mr. Thorogood?
Semi, you know. Still like to keep my hand in.
Ronald is on the boards of a number of companies. Harley and Cavendish, Ashcourt...
Do you play cricket, Mr. Cheeseman?
Not for years. I used to at school.
Ronald runs the village cricket team. I'm sure you'd be welcome to play at any time.
Didn't you say last night there were no places left?
That's what we tell them.
I'd love to try my hand at cricket again. Wonderful teas.
Excellent. That's £50 you owe for membership.
Oh, right.
Terence, what have we walked into here?
A village with no food.
When that Mrs. Thorogood was talking to us, I felt like I was being seduced.
Seduced? In that case, I need to rethink my whole approach.
Not in that way, silly.
And if that was being seduced, she clearly doesn't realise that the way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Here's the shop. We can buy some stuff in here.
I don't believe it. Saturdays closed at 12 o'clock. If this was Clapham, that would mean midnight.
Let's eat at the pub then, shall we? It was like the Thorogoods were inviting us to join an elite club in which anyone who's actually from the village is automatically excluded.
Who's to say they want to be included anyway?
And when we were in that pub last night, didn't it feel like a civil war was about to break out?
Well, the Roundheads against the Cavaliers?
More like the Roundheads against the Range Rovers.
And we're the Range Rovers?
We don't have to be the Roundheads or the Range Rovers.
I'm not sure I'm following this, Marina. And I can't believe we're discussing this when we could be talking about food.
Perhaps I'm reading too much into things.
Now, there's a surprise. Oh, here we go. Oh, this can't be happening.
No food weekend lunchtimes.
That's it. My life is over. No, you go on. I'll just die here.
Come on, Terence. There must be something to eat somewhere.
Well, we could always go to the nearest supermarket.
I told you, I didn't come all the way out here to spend my weekends trudging round a supermarket.
Well, in that case, I consider it my duty to leave the home village to hunt food and not return until I have enough to feed my family.
Here, Robbie, isn't that her?
Yeah, that's the girl I saw him with.
Might be.
Ooh, very nice. If you like that sort of thing.
Look, she's coming this way.
Oh, she can't do that.
Robbie, stop her.
All right, Robbie. I thought you might like to show me those hedgerows you were talking about.
I can't. I'm busy.
Oh. Right.
You better go, girl.
Your lot are down by the war memorial.
Just think, Christine. We can wake up every morning and look out at the deep blue of the ocean.
In Las Vegas?
No, I've changed my mind. It's Palm Beach now. What do you think of the Bavarian Alps?
You can carry on dreaming our lives away while I look over these plans. Well, there's a main restaurant, a bar restaurant, a children's area.
Let me have a look at that. Christine, there doesn't seem to be anywhere in these plans where people can just come and have a drink.
Are you sure?
Yes. Where are our regulars going to go for a pint?
Well, there's always Badenham.
You can't expect them to go that far. Anyway, it's Badenham.
True.
If these plans go ahead, Christine, it will tear the heart out of this village.
I thought you said its heart had been torn out already.
Not quite. Not while I'm still around.
Here, you missed some.
We're staying, Christine.
Oh, that's what I like to hear.
We're staying and we're fighting until we get our village back. Until once more it becomes a fit place for our children to grow up in.
And our children's children.
Right.
And our children's children's children.
Christine.
Not forgetting our children's nephews' children. Oh. And our nephews' children's nephews. And our niece's nephews' cousins' children. And our cousin's brother's niece's children. And our second cousin's...
Where have you been all this time? I've been frantic with worry.
I've been hunting and I've been gathering. I have brought Humblefare. Prosciutto, ciabatta, manchego, quince, focaccia...
What? No mammoth? Most of these packets are already open. You could have waited. Terence, you've been home, haven't you?
Well, I couldn't find anywhere decent round here, so then I found myself back on the motorway. Then I found myself halfway towards home and I thought... Well, at least that's one place where I know there's food.
Oh, Terence.
Traffic on the 8-9 has cleared up a tree.
I'm delighted to hear it. Come on, I've set everything up in the garden.
Oh, I can't wait.
Beautiful presentation.
Thank you.
I never thought this moment would come.
Terence, what's that smell?
Oh, God. Oh, that's revolting.
Where's it coming from?
Marina, did you know there's a pig farm just visible from our back garden?
Oh, no. Terence.
What?
I don't feel very hungry.
No, neither do I.
Oh, there you are. I've been looking all over for you. You've been looking for us. Oh, what's that pong?
Hungry?
I was.
Well, we could wait for the wind to change direction.
This place is a dump and all the people are morons. Can we please go home?
Look, Felicity, for the last time, we are here now and we are...
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Oh, quickly, let's pack up and go.
We can always start again next weekend.
We'll be old hands by then.
You know, I'm looking forward to it already.
In episode one of The Weekend Starts Here... Diana Hardcastle played Marina, Philip Bretherton, Terence, Gillian Barge, Mrs. Thorogood, Rupert Vansittart, Mr. Thorogood, Susan Brown, Christine Harwood, and Gavin Muir, Norman Harwood. Gemma Saunders was Felicity, and Tim Trelaw was Robbie. Other parts were played by Tom George and Fiona Clark. The music was by Terry Davis. Episode 1 of The Weekend Starts Here was written by Bill Matthews, and the director was Paul Miller.